Andy Mack has been both a civil and criminal defense attorney. He was a legislative aide for a decade and most recently managed a private investment firm. But he's probably best known for his time spent working on the North Slope. And the new DNR commissioner says all eyes should be on the Arctic.
Without Arctic development, the state of Alaska will probably struggle.
But nothing in the Arctic is easy, and the technical challenge for oil companies mirrors the tricky process of navigating tribal, state, and federal land ownership. Mack has plenty of experience wading through the complex regulatory process of opening up federal land for public and private use. Mack spent 5 years working as an advisor to the North Slope Borough during a renaissance in exploration and development in the Arctic Ocean. Mack says he spent a lot of his time at the borough weighing in on development on federal land, like the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and the Outer Continental Shelf.
I think the challenge for Alaska is how to approach areas where we historically have not had access, or the access is controlled by the federal government. And I think, part of my experience lends itself very well to ensuring that we can generate access.
Key to that access, Mack says, is whether local communities, like Barrow, support going into areas that are managed by the federal government. He says the communities have to balance development and subsistence. Mack's experience gaining access to federal lands and building contacts across the state is one of the main reasons Governor Walker says he hired him.
The maze that we need to get through, that he has worked in his capacity as an attorney and as a consultant for a number of organizations in Alaska that have been in permitting processes with the federal government on oil and gas development and beyond.
Mack has joined Walker's oil and gas team at a contentious time. The state is battling with BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil over the details of how the companies will sell natural gas from Prudhoe Bay. When the producers declined to turn over specific marketing information, Walker refused to sign the annual development plan for the field. It's unclear what will come of the state threatening the company's leases if they refuse to give in. But Prudhoe Bay was responsible for nearly half of the state's oil production last year. The decision to pursue marketing information predates Mack's time at DNR. He says he supports the process, but wasn't ready to weigh in on whether the state would revoke the leases at Prudhoe Bay.
We're in a process, so I'm not going to answer.
Mack also supports another of the governor's controversial decisions. This year, Walker vetoed about $430 million in tax credit payments owed to oil companies.
It's very important that as Alaskans, we appreciate what the world markets think of Alaska, that we're able to attract investment capital, and that we're able to recycle some of the money that we have available to us here in Alaska.
Looking ahead, Mack says he's focused on protecting the state's interests and encouraging investment in the state's resources at a time when budget challenges make it seem risky. Mack will also be spending a lot of time working on the state's response to the Department of Interior's 5-year plans for offshore oil and gas leases. Right now, those plans include 3 potential lease sales in Alaska, 2 in the Arctic and 1 in Cook Inlet. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.